Robert, you're not there, are you? You there, Robert?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me go get him. Stand by. We are on record.
Hello.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a little low. Your audio's a little low there.
I beg your pardon?
Your audio just seemed to be a little low. Is that the closest to the mic, or?
I'm usually accused of the opposite.
Okay, you know, you can be long-winded here now. We are recording, and we're on our conference line, and today is March 21st, it looks like, 2008, and I'm Desert Owl, Free America Radio Network, and we have on today Robert Kelly, the Americans Bulletin newspaper out there in Oregon, AmericansBulletin.com, Robert?
Yeah, AmericansBulletin.com.
Okay, and Robert and I were talking today about the things going on in Canada, and there's some very unique perspective from a friend that I've known for the past 10 years now, Glenn Keeley, and so we've called Glenn Keeley today to ask him about the distinct differences that may be going on between the U.S. and Canada, and then talking about all the natural phenomena that's associated with it. There's a lot of enigmas associated with this, but that's what we're trying to make sense out of today. So anyway, Glenn, thank you for taking the time and being with us, and you're up there somewhere in Ontario, right?
I'm just about an hour outside of Ottawa, Ontario,
okay,
Canada's capital, and about the same amount of time above the St. Lawrence River. In the eastern corner of Ontario, Ontario being shaped like a boot, similar to Italy, and we would be the spur on the heel of the boot, about ready to kick our neighbors.
Okay. Have to get a map to see that one. But
what I have learned in my 67 years on this planet is that things are not what they appear to be at first hand. It took me a while to learn that, but to make a long story shorter, I uncovered a code styled Desdemona. It is a code based on pictographs of the English language alphabet that came to North America in the middle to late 1800s with the immigrants who came to take possession of the land west of the Mississippi.
Yeah. It wasn't Desdemona a character in Shakespeare?
Yes, Desdemona is a character in Shakespeare. Othello is the name of the play. And it's basically the story of a woman who is murdered by her husband once he is convinced by a friend who has an ulterior motive that she has not been totally honest with him about her relationships. And it is basically an allegory for the coming of the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, to America. In Canada, a similar organization is called CCRA, for Canada Customs and Revenue Agency. The story derived from breaking down this code is that a plan was set up to transfer technology out of China about 1,000 years ago, following the Crusades into Jerusalem. And the plan was to transfer the technology through an intermediary known as Persia. Most politicians in the U.S. would learn something about history if they took the time to look up the word Persia in the dictionary, and they would then understand the relationship that exists between four what seem to be separate groups today, but are in fact one group.
The Persians and who else, Glenn?
The Persians are the overall name to describe red Asians. That's what Persia means. P-E-R basically means red.
Right, it means fire, it's fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And subdivisions of Persia are to the furthest point east closest to China, Afghanistan. In the upper center, Iran. And in the closest to the west, Iraq. And in the center lower side, closest to the Indian Ocean, was a country called Media. The people of Media were known as the Medi, the middlemen, the people that make things happen.
Robert, you're a Media, aren't you?
Yeah, slightly different.
I'm dealing with history here.
Right, right. Well, no, I knew, you know, for like 20 years that Mede, you know, the Medes and Persians, that the Mede was Media, and you're right on with that, Glenn. I know that.
Well, Media has at its heart two divisions, Medi and Sinni, which make up the word medicine. And that's basically the materials that will be used to change the people they meet, both through their body and through their brain. The medicine is to change the brain, the body, while Sinni changes the brain. So for all intents and purposes, you can say that Sinni would include Hollywood and the television media,
right,
for example. In the old days, it used to be stage plays and things,
yeah,
like that.
Well, Glenn, also, sin means to burn,
mm-hmm,
you know, as in incendiary.
Yeah.
Sin,
by the way, is the province in Pakistan, which is the closest to the Indian Ocean and is the home base of the Bhutto family. In any event, this group of people would make arrangements with a group of people in Italy, guide them into China, and bring back with them the technology that would be needed in order to bring all of Europe out of the Dark Ages and prepare Europe, which is a word meaning, if you break it down, a rope, an EU rope, which would in fact specialize towards the end of its term in making a what became known as the College of 6 Days, a place on the planet where space travel would eventually be developed. I don't need to tell you in detail that the eventual choice of that space lies between its two boundaries, to the south, Mexico, controlled through Spain, and in the north, Canada, controlled through France and England. This space in the middle happens to be called today USA, while the capital of media in Persia was called Susa, S-U-S-A. USA was given a task to do, as I said, to go into the edges of outer space, develop all of that technology, and for it to be able to do that, it would require assistance at the beginning stages of this project from the technologies that were already known in the different aspects of the industrial age in China, in India, in Egypt. Eventually, once that goal had been achieved, in other words, reaching the edges of the universe, to a place called the Oort cloud, O-O-R-T, the task would be deemed to have been completed. The United States has launched spacecraft now that will pass Pluto within the next few years and enter into the Oort cloud, which is basically the home of comets. And each comet brings with it certain chemistry and electrical magnetisms that, when added to existing chemistry and magnetism, changes the type of life that is possible on the body that holds these chemicals and magnetisms. We have now reached the point where we are entering this week into the age of Aquarius, the changing of the life on Earth is happening as we speak and is symbolized by the eggs that are colored at Easter time and will be rolled on Monday on the lawn of the White House. To make it as short as I can, and I'm trying to give you the bigger picture without going into all the details here, is that this year, 2008, marks the beginning of the end of this new beginning. America has completed its task. The technology loaned to America and the profits derived therefrom by the IRS and its masters.
Right, they exploited all of our labor, that's all they needed.
This technology has to be returned to China and India. And the wealth derived from it has to be returned through a number of ways, destruction of savings and loan banks, the undermining of the stock market, the entry into the U.S. of people who will undermine the wages of the middle class. And all of this activity is being controlled by priesthoods who have their genesis in India became along the way Buddhists, became Taoists. From that created a plan for the shutting down of America in a place called Jerusalem. You'll notice that in the middle of Jerusalem is the word ruse, which means a trick, or conniving secret plan. And it will be done through the creation of a religion, starting with the first, followed by the middle, ending with the third. The third being Islam. The word Islam, it can be broken down and replaced with the French word ami, which means friend. Christianity includes in all of its versions IRS, Christ. And Jesus, being their symbol, is to be crucified on a cross symbolically this weekend. But Jesus, who has in the center of the word Sue, a boy called Sue, as you had it originally with Zeus, Jesus is symbolic of Americans. And in order to complete the task, an election process is now underway where all parties are demanding change. The code says nothing ever happens unless the people who will be most affected will the will of their superiors. So everybody in the U.S. is now out demanding and calling for change,
yeah,
without understanding what is meant,
yeah,
by this particular change they're calling for.
Yeah, and when you said Christ, this Christ represents the Americans, I want to point out that, you know, the Christ that we have today indeed represents Western culture, and yet Christ was an Eastern philosopher and sage.
If people understood all of the symbolism between the West today and the East, they would understand that the principal symbol is the swastika, which was known as the philpot in those days when it was the property of the Buddhists in Southeast Asia, and its purpose is like a fan. On one side it blows, and on the other side it sucks, depending on which side you choose to stand on, you will be affected in a different manner. This philpot, if you read the word backwards, phonetically means tough life. The U.S. is about to go through a change which is similar to what happens on other bodies in the universe that are about to be remodeled or destroyed. If you have a celestial body that is without surface plates but is solid, and it is heated with radiation, it expands in size and blows into pieces. Such an activity is called a supernova. On a piece of rock body in the universe that happens to have floating plates, such as has the Earth, those plates take the energy and redirect it in a different manner. The energy basically is focused on the plates, and rather than the body being destroyed, And an analogy of this would be if you took an egg and you put it in a microwave oven, it explodes. But if you basically pointed the same amount of energy at the planet that has plates on the surface, what happens is the plates melt and absorb the energy, mind you, turning the entire surface that is being affected into what is known in this coating as black water. It is a mixture of coal, petroleum, water, and earth all mixed together to create a halfway between a liquid and a solid.
And it very appropriately fits the Blackwater mercenary group running through America today, huh?
Not an accident they were called Blackwater.
Yeah.
And not an accident that you see flooding all over the U.S. because you have to add the water on top to make this process happen. Since what, in fact, is occurring is the heating of coal seams from below ground using the acronym for Father PAW, Particle Accelerator, something like a microwave system, pointed at the coal seams, light them. And global warming is not the result of what is being done on the surface of the earth, but rather a melting of the permafrost from down below. If you were to study the earth, you get to find out that in the middle it has a core which is burning lava. It is covered by a mantle divided into two sections, the lower one being closest to the fire, the upper one furthest from the fire. The upper mantle is called the Moho discontinuity. That Moho discontinuity is in fact the remnants of all life that ever existed on the planet that died, and whether we're dealing with plant, animal, human, whatever, works its way down through the ocean to the sediment at the bottom of the sea and eventually through it to create what you could consider to be like an eggshell, although its thickness would be miles in thickness. Never been able to ascertain exactly the thickness, but the hints are 32 miles, and that's good enough in concept, that if you have below the plates of the earth, in the oceans of the earth, below the sediment, an area which is detached from the surface, and you can drill through the material, which is called basalt. It's a glassy type rock. You can make tunnels. You can make areas in there if you have 32 miles in thickness over the entire surface of the core. You have a lot of space. And the coating, and I remind you that I told you at the beginning that I know nothing except what I read in their code. Yet I have spent years, 10 years now, studying the relationship between the code and our reality on the planet, and everything matches 100%. What it says in the code is in fact happening on the surface of the planet, and I have no reason to disbelieve that the things I cannot see within the earth but know exist are possible if one considers that a cone volcano, once extinct, allows communications between the surface and the Moho discontinuity and below, and that a group of people prior to the last ice age found refuge within the Moho discontinuity and have been managing, for lack of a better word, a toll-gating system of pirates on the surface of the Earth in order to achieve their goal. Now, of course, there's only one thing that could induce a group of people to go through this process of managing and controlling the entire planet, and the word is power. And the power is one that they see as necessary if they wish not only to control this planet, but to control the universe. And the code letters used, IRS, are letters that you will find in places like Sri Lanka, Krishna.
Yeah, and it was synonymous with an IHS, like with the Catholic Church, probably.
Paris.
Yeah.
IRS. In other words, in the old days, following the Crusades, when Marco Polo went to China and began to retrieve the technology to bring back to Europe the Medici family, Medici, Med here, that technology from Italy spread throughout Europe into Germany and Italy and Belgium and Holland and Scandinavia and Spain. And eventually, all those people got together and created an island country called Ireland, of which the population is known as Irish. My background, French and Irish, Irish, IRS. And that group of people on Ireland created Great Britain, or a United Kingdom, a UK, along the same lines as had been previously created for the central part of Europe and Asia called the Ukraine, because the K stands for the mission and the U stands for you, us, people. And this group of people, through their controlling entity in a place in the United Kingdom called Wales, which basically are the same letters at the end of Jerusalem, males, if you look at the end, the W can be flipped over from the M in males to make Wales.
Yeah.
Prince.
That's the law. That's the rule of the words.
Yeah, that's where 007 came from, you know, the secret MI6 group that rules Great Britain. The prince who just went to Iraq, or Afghanistan, I should say, used the last name Wales. His name is Harry. It is linked to the Easter Bunny, Hare, Hare Krishna. And it basically brings you to this side of the continent, where our politicians in Canada, just as the politicians in any democracy anywhere in the world, are not basically our real controllers, but agents of the controllers. And the local controllers are the tax collectors, the toll gators, the pirates. And that means banks as well as tax collectors. They're both ends, bookends on the same project. These people have joined with the leaders of the U.S. political arms and the Mexican political arms to talk about a continental union without telling the people of the U.S. that they're not invited. Once the coal has burnt and begins to shoot out of the ground, the effects of burning coal in a place that has been flooded with water, you get the definition of Gomorrah. Gomorrah. Mora being the word for Roma, which in Egypt means gypsies.
Well, that would be synonymous with Rome then, wouldn't it?
Rome and native people of North America, because that's the background, and that's a whole other story. It means go the cleansing. Now, try to imagine if the Northern Hemisphere, which has 90 degrees of latitude from the equator to the North Pole, were divided in two. And the lower 45 degrees became a moat of quicksand. That means the space on the North American continent, Central America, South America, the space starting in the northern part of Venezuela and coming to approximately Ottawa, our area here, north of the St. Lawrence, would be quicksand. And that some people in the United States, in both the native and non-native communities, are aware. And they're not explaining this to anybody. They're letting it happen and playing a little game of politics in trying to make believe that other things are behind the problems that we are seeing in the financial world today, or behind this ruse called global warming or climate change. The head, I am told, from reading the code and analyzing the individuals today, is Al Gore. His exit from the race, given by the Supreme Court of the United States, and his taking up a role in the media is not an accident. From the media, they confuse, they mislead, they redirect. The national media, especially the 24/7 national media in the U.S. today, is basically an international conglomerate belonging to unknown people, unknown to most people. And its task...
That wouldn't include the Vatican now, would it?
Yes.
Okay.
It includes the Vatican. It includes the Buddhists. It includes the Taoists. It includes the Brahmin of India. It includes all of their Protestant divisions, such as the Anglicans in the Christian churches, the Reformists, the Redemptorists, all of these religions are basically a tax collection agency that pretends to be on the side of the people so that they will receive the funds voluntarily from the people as they die, hoping to buy themselves favors in an afterlife. All of this is linked to the word reincarnation, but the pronunciation in that world is not the one we are taught. Rain is the first part, R-E-I-N. Rain is guide, control. Car, the vehicle. Nation, N-A-T-S-I, is the letters used by most of the Central Asian countries as they call themselves Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and all the Istan places in the world are basically a play on the phonetic word Nazi.
It's all a bunch of Istanbul, huh?
Istanbul being the center of activity leading to the West. Nazi basically means the people who have the filthlot, the control over making your life tough. And depending on which way they send the energy through that fan, which is derived from the symbolic swastika, it will in one way push the technology towards the West, in another way suck it back. The word I told you they use in Europe for their place, their role in all of this, is the word rope. It's like a bungee cord. It goes out and it pulls back. Forget the word rope and scramble the letters to what they really mean, and it means repo. Repo man. They lend, they profit, they benefit while they are parked. And let us do the work for them. And at the end of our shelf life, they reverse the project and repossess. Right now, we are in the stages of that repossession. The total repossession of North America and Europe as well, because, and that includes China and India, because they don't know it, but they're in the northern hemisphere as well. There will only be one part at the end of this project, which is three phases, that survives in the north, and that's the top 45 degrees latitude, which means the 45th to the 90th. Symbolized in our world by a cap on top of the planet, which we call the North Pole today. And not by accident does the Pope wear one on his head, and all of the people from Jerusalem wear one on their head, whether they understand its real meaning or not is irrelevant. Some people understand it, and those are the people who have put this plan in action. Today, you see fighting going on between Russia, because of their area of Siberia, the United States, because of their control over Alaska, Canada, because of all the islands in the Arctic Ocean, the Scandinavian countries because of Greenland and Iceland and all those other areas. They know that that's the continent they're talking about when they talk about continental union, because there will be nothing left of southern Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central America, except them out. In Freemasonry, the priests of Freemasonry, the 31 and 32nd degree priests, always had a habit of signing off by writing the words, "So mote it be." They changed the spelling of the word mote from M-O-A-T to M-O-T-E, but it means the same thing. So mote it be. Because the leaders of all of this event are known as ecclesiastic Freemasonry, the priests of Freemasonry. And they run the United States mostly through the universities, Princeton, Harvard, Yale. Yale is the lock that unlocks the way to the Skull and Bones Society. Anyway.
Where they also have the female society called the Keepers of the Keys.
Yes. To make a, bring this story to a temporary conclusion, because there never is a conclusion. If you go through all the details, you could talk about it for years, and I have. The goal to destroy the northern hemisphere, this lower 45 degrees latitude, has begun. It is being implemented as we speak, and it began, this final version began in 1998. 10 years later, it gets serious, which is now. By the year 2020, everyone will know what is going on. You will see clearly now. In 2020, same way as when you go to the optometrist, when you see 2020, you see everything. Well, because 2020, you'll know what's happened.
Right, that's a hallmark, because they have to put their hallmarks somewhere so that all of their secret society underlings will know what it's about.
Exactly. Life begins at 40, so 2040 is another mark, and 2060 is the final mark. Now, when you understand how Freemasonry works on the concept that you always allow a window on either side, their final marker is really Halley's Comet, which is scheduled to return to our area in 2062, as it does every 76 years. By that time, everything should be done. So the three phases that require activity from now until 2062 are, number one, you got to bring in water, the cleansing. That's happening. It has been happening. The earth is being prepared while below the stove has been lit. to global warming by lighting the coal seams. People were sent to live in North America with very specific ground positions where they would set up. They got their papers in Holland at Leiden University, went to England, got the separatists, loaded them into a boat, and sailed across. They called it the Mayflower, and the Pilgrims were located, 13 separate colonies, each with a specific task in the coming 200 years, which they have basically played out.
And Mayflower is a great metaphor for the Illuminati, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And the second event that must happen is the turning of the land into a moat, and that is known in the Bible as Gomorrah. It is the penalty paid for not wanting to be slaves. And Gomorrah means that one will be killed through fire and brimstone. So not only has the ground got mushy underfoot, it will now begin to spew upwards explosions like mini volcanoes all over the place of coal dust on fire, petroleum on fire, and will take care of burning much of the life that exists on the planet. In this area, 0 to 45 latitude. And the final straw, the third phase, is based upon a coding which means the sky is falling. And the sky is falling is basically linked to rocks coming at us from the sky. And that can happen, I've worked out, by a number of ways. One would be the deflection of comets whose journey would normally pass through the solar system and beyond to break up into pieces, and by being hit by other things moving in space, whether they be natural, such as other comets or planets, or manufactured, such as we've seen recently with the firing of a rocket to break up a satellite in space. A broken satellite coming down on the Earth is much more dangerous than one that comes down as a unit. A comet that comes down as a unit ends up being in one place, while one that is broken up basically creates a gravel effect as the planet turns and is being hit. You have basically a ring all around the world that gets hit with stones from up above. Another possibility is that the moon would be central to this broken rock that falls, that the possibility of northern lights really, in fact, being a laser beam with its beams diffused out would be focused on the moon, and like I said before, an egg in a microwave, at one stage of the game, it would explode, and the rocks would come falling down on Earth through the gravity that continues to pull, but cannot pull such a big thing as the moon itself could pull all of the fragments down on the planet. That's the plan. the war in Iraq is a war in Persia. And the question is, are the leaders of the United States, who have been a part of this program from the beginning, have they now come to their senses? And was the war in Iraq really a war on Persia for the purpose of preventing what is scheduled to happen, or was it done in order to begin the process of transferring trillions of dollars out of the U.S. into the East through the toll gators, which they call Ayatollah? That question, in my mind, is still open.
Ayatollah, that's the eye of the toll.
Yeah, it's the toll gators. Mm-hmm. And I had told you it was going to happen to you. So.
Yes, you did, Douglas.
There we are. This is what is planned. If, I hope, the leaders of the United States are really on the side of the people, they would know. And that would be solely through Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld, that there is a solution to everything I've explained, and that's called mutually assured destruction. The people who are involved in making this plan happen believe that by being outside of the surface plates of the earth, will be unaffected by what they induce to happen on the surface. But one group of people, the American military, has in its possession, or are in fact manufacturing as we speak, the weapons that could rebalance this equation. Nuclear bunker busters, at least 2,000 in numbers, aimed straight down through cone volcanoes around the world, would blow this planet to smithereens. And that mutually assured destruction might just be sufficient enough to convince the people who have been working at this plan for thousands of years to reconsider.
Well, I know shooting that moon out of the sky is a plan worth reconsidering.
So we have little time. And we need to spread the word, because part of this reason the people are so successful is that nobody knows. It's all kept in secret societies. And everyone within those secret societies is on a need-to-know basis. So just because they're in doesn't mean they have the facts. They play a small role. And if I had time, and I don't have time anymore, we would go into what they have done to human beings on the planet through genetic engineering, which is not new, as they want us to believe, but in fact, Cro-Magnon man was manufactured at least 40-some thousand years ago in a laboratory before the last ice age. And the genetic engineering of people, followed by social engineering of the person that is eventually born, is basically what has given them what they have today. And in a group of intelligent people who are, in fact, transubstantiated, which means drunk without any outward appearance of being drunk. Religion does that to people. Politics does that to people. Money does that to people. If the people knew and would accept the fact that there is a possibility this had occurred, that would be a benefit. My experience has been they don't want to know. They see their life as being short and under their control. And if they accept the fact that they have been robots all their lives and given birth to robots all their lives, not knowing how it was done, that's too much for them. And they would rather, like ostriches, put their head in the sand and wait for the kick in the ass. So if you can help in making this story known, and it's not important whether they believe at this stage, it's important that they hear. Once they hear, they process over time. And we don't have that much time left, but there's still time, at least as they go through phase one, and before we pass phase two, and before we pass phase three, they'll certainly get all the evidence they need that it is true. At many of the meetings that I have given talks, I've had people deny that this was a possibility. And yet, months later, they call me and say, I've been thinking every day about what I heard. And I see signs all around that, in fact, you may be right. What can I do? There's not much they can do except help us get the word out.
Yeah. People have a right to know. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And you should never argue with people over the evidence because you're not in a position to present it to them.
Nor prove it.
Yeah, that takes too long.
Yeah.
I give seminars here to put people on the path. But the evidence is gathered through osmosis. It's once you grasp the concept, once you know the premise, and you have been given the indications that prove or disprove whatever, you start looking. You observe differently. You analyze differently. And you conclude differently. And if critical mass of knowledge about this subject is achieved, it can be stopped.
Glenn?
Yeah, he heard you. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. Aside from the fact that Desert has taped this call, do you have similar information already in text form?
I have but it's basically all produced for people who come to our seminars. It's not for mass distribution. I have to be careful because I have no physical way of making any more.
No physical way of what?
Making more of it. I'm basically limited in my funding. I've accepted that in order to make this information clear, I would have to be poor, because if I had anything, they'd take it. So the distribution of the things I have are basically for people who come to seminars.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So there'd be no problem then possibly transcribing the phone call
and
then putting it out there.
No problem at all.
Okay.
Anything I've said or written, and if you send me an email and you say you want to be included on our mailing list, I will send you a URL to our current website, which basically has been destroyed by the hosts responsible for posting it three times in the last 2 or 3 years. But you can still access some of the stuff that was on there. And if you have time, it's all the information is written there. And
okay.
I add postings every day.
And the email is?
Send the email here to Glenn, G-L-E-N, dot Keeley, K-E-A-L-E-Y, at Sympatico, S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O, dot net.
Okay. Spell that Sympatico.
S-Y-M. P-A-T-I-C-O.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. They changed. It's not .net. It's .ca.
.ca. Okay. Yeah. And do you want to give out the old Keeley website, Glenn?
When you receive an email from me, you will see a highlighted URL, and you can click on it. And that will take you to a page that has the word passage at the top. And then lower down on the sheet, you can click on any one of 3 or 4 different things, which are the old websites.
Okay. Very good. This is very, very interesting.
Oh, you didn't hear anything yet, Robert. This was a very... limited interview, but Glenn really, covers a wide 360 on these topics. But go ahead. You have the last word here, Robert.
Well, I just want to thank you, Glenn, for taking the time. I've got to scoot here and get some work done, but I'll check out the I'll send an email, and I'll be back in touch with Desert on this as well.
Right. And bottom line, Glenn, is, as I know Robert, the American's Bulletin newspaper is, at your disposal if you do need anything published or you need other kinds of help. Robert has a good arsenal of information regarding, the issues of law.
My view is that the United States is our best neighbor, and it's my task to help my neighbor in time of need, even though my neighbor doesn't want help.
Wow.
That's a tough battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Glenn,
you're welcome.
Hold on a minute, Glenn. But Robert, okay, we'll talk later. Did we cover everything?
Pardon?
Robert, did we cover everything?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'll be in touch.
Well, all right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hold on, Glenn.
Yeah.
Let me, rather than disconnect, all I want to do is turn off the recorder. So stand by. That was a take.